about them Cowboys?
They're a lot better than those Chargers, I'll tell you that much.
but it gets better. It gets better. It ain't going to last forever. It gets better.
I don't know, man. It seems like one of our starters drops is out for the season every week. Is someone's they're dropping like flies.
Getting injuries.
Yeah, you just heard that we lost Verrett for the season yesterday, our star cornerback.
Damn.
Yeah, that's like literally one guy a week. The week before that, it was Teau. The week before that, it was Woodhead. The week before that, it was Allen.
Not the quarterback. Damn.
I think Rivers is indestructible. He will never get hurt. He won't get hurt.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. I wish we got somebody pretty good now.
Yeah, you do.
That damn offensive line. That offensive line do their job and protect him. We're gonna be all right.
Yeah, you guys got a couple really solid, fresh, young, new kids that, I see a really good careers if they stay healthy.
Yeah, fresh and young, man. I see, boy, Zeke Elliott and that damn Dak Prescott and
yeah,
Terrence Williams stepping up, man. They making Dez look kind of crazy there.
Yeah, he was always, kind of taking a back seat to Dez, and he is kind of coming up to the forefront.
Man, he's stepping up, man, and Dez. Yeah, Jerry Jones again and gave his man $50 million renewed contract, and he still ain't measuring up to that money.
Nope. It's sad. It's just like
Dez ain't measuring up to that money.
Nope. It just seems like he can't stay on the field.
Nah.
It's crazy.
He don't want to come to practice, don't want to come to the team meetings. Rehab, none of that shit, man. He just, man, boy, I tell you. 50 million, man, all that damn money, man.
Yeah, that's,
all that damn money. I'd be like, Jerry, what can I do for you, sir? What can I do for the team, man? I mean, damn, can I just show up at your house and just, park your car and shit, man? I mean, among playing football for you, I do other things too. $50 million.
Yeah, you're set for life. All you would really have to do is worry about football, and that's it. I don't understand that,
$50 million. Then Ezekiel Elliott got $124 million.
Really?
And Dak didn't even get nearly that money. He just got $2-point-some million.
Well, what about Romo?
Romo got all the damn money from there. $108 million guaranteed $808 million. That's bullshit.
Unbelievable,
broken
man.
Broken up ass, fragile quarter. More fragile than a damn light bulb.
Pretty much. Pretty much, man.
You just shake a damn light bulb, it'll go out.
Yeah,
he's
the glass man, He just easily shatters. Too bad.
Yeah, man. All the damn money they can't measure up, man. Give me $1 million, I'll go out there and measure up for something.
I'll play every position.
I measure up. I hit somebody, even if it kills me. I hit somebody, goddamn it. I measure up for $1 million.
I'm right.
Running to the area, and I kill them, boy. I'm going to chop and block through anything.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. Who are you guys playing this weekend?
Man, these jokers getting $50 million, $100 million. And look, Von Miller earned here, though. Von Miller got $114 million. He's the highest paid defensive.
That guy is,
in NFL history now.
He is a complete beast.
It was J.J. Watt, $100 million.
What about Ndamukong Suh? Didn't he get $100 million too?
Yeah, he got the $100 million, but Von Miller got $114 million because he was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's earning it.
Super Bowl champion, so he went $14 million over the top.
But you can see every week he's earning that money.
Yeah, but I don't like what he. I mean, yeah, everybody got their team, but he's a Texan boy.
Yeah.
He's a Texan, man. Why the hell you want to be a Bronco?
I will never know that.
You're a Texan. You went to Texas A&M. Hell, I think he got an agriculture degree because he got his own chicken farm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn, you just all Texans. What the hell? We need you at the Cowboys, man.
I hear you. He likes to wear overalls out and about, and like he is like a.
Yeah, he is that kind of guy, man. He just I said, damn, man, you need to be with the Cowboys, man. He should have damn been trying to seduce Jerry Jones and recruiting your hair. I said, man, Sean Lee need help over there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But you never know, though. I mean, football is a business, and, you know, crazy stuff happens every year. You can see him on a whole new team next year.
Yeah, but they renewed his contract for $114 million for 5 years, I think.
Yeah, you know, and that'd be a tough contract to pick up if you were to trade someone like that, you know?
But see, you got Jerry Jones got the money to do it.
He's got all the money in the world.
But see, he's stupid with his money. He give all the money to some old nut like Romo. Then you can't afford the real players that's showing up and putting out, like DeMarco Well.
Yeah.
We lost DeMarco Well. Hey, man, Von Miller, him would have just led the defense. Everybody said him and that triplet, Sean Lee, Vaughn, and DeMarco Well would have ruled the defense.
That'd have been an indestructible force, basically.
Yeah, no, it would have been it wouldn't have been nobody met with that defense, that boy. So Jerry got the money. He just do stupid things with his money, man. Give him damn money, all that money to Romo.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're giving it to Dead Bryant. There ain't none of them showing up.
It's a shame. But look,
these young folk. They coming and they showing up, but you only can afford to get them because the salary cap, you can only afford to get them $2 million.
But watch 2 years of good performance, and when those contracts come back up, they are going to make a ton of money, I would think.
Oh, they're going to make money as long as they stay healthy like they are, keep their nose clean from drugs. And don't beat wives, don't put no hand on them women.
No, it seems like they're good kids, clean kids, you know?
Yeah, Zeke Elliott and, you know, Dak Prescott, they're pretty good kids, man. They're keeping their nose clean. I think Terrence Williams, we had to straighten him up from damn shoplifting from damn
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, man.
Shoplifting damn cologne and underwear. I don't know what the hell his problem was.
That was strange. I don't understand. He had the money to purchase those items. There's no need to steal them. Craziness.
I know that well. He suffered from kleptomania.
Gotta be.
Can't keep your damn hands off other folks' shit.
Pretty much. Hey, but I wanted to touch base with you and to see if you had a chance to work on the profit and loss at all. Are you guys still kind of working on that?
Yeah, we almost done with that, man. I had to go back a whole year on that stuff, man. It's tough on the brain, boy.
Yeah, are you still out on the road this week?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm out here. Then they go head back to Denver, Colorado.
Oh, wow. What state are you in?
Down here in Houston, not picking up some pipe.
Heading out to Denver and then heading back?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on back for the weekend because I want to finish that up. So, I got to get this equipment back online, man, because this here ain't working for me, shit. Working for the other guy, it just ain't working for me.
Especially when you've been working for yourself and then having to go back for work for someone else is big, big pain in the butt.
It's a pain in the ass, man, I tell you. Because people tend to want to be in control. I mean, it's your business, yeah, but don't play me like I'm stupid or haven't done this in a while.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to be in control, but I see flaws, and you'll want to be in control. You know, you don't give me full information. And, you know, I have to keep calling, getting information for these damn loads. That's not being in control.
No. You should already know that stuff, right?
Yeah. What you need to do is delegate the authority. Just delegate, man. Just get the damn load. Give me the information. I take it from there because I know how to run this shit myself. I ran my own company.
Right, exactly.
You know, one man damn show. Book my load, find my load, book the load, factor in the load, get paid for the load, then do it all over again. Then, you know, get the load there, drive the truck. That's out the one man show. Shit. It's aggravating working for other folks that want to be in control, but they fail at that. But,
yeah, and won't take a criticism, or not necessarily criticism, but suggestions on how to make things better.
That is right there, boy. You try to criticize them boys, you just started World War IV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to work with folks like that.
I just say, you know, ain't no big deal. That's why I'm trying to go on and get this money, get these loans together, get my equipment back online, and then I'll be back running stuff.
Right on. Yeah, well, I'm here to help you with that.
Yeah, I know you are, man. I'm going to get that paperwork together for you. We're going to do some business.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Hey, do you guys have a bye week this week, or who are you playing on Sunday?
I don't know. It might be too early for a bye week.
I know there's a couple teams.
Yeah, it's a couple teams got those damn bye weeks.
The Chargers could sure use one.
Yeah, they got to lick their wounds, boy. They almost had it down. Junior Seau, if he was here, he would not be pleased.
Oh, no. Oh, heck no.
Be pleased.
You heard what LT said about... the Chargers, he was asking the Chargers to trade Phillip Rivers to a contender because it's not fair. Yeah, the Damian Thomas on a Tuesday or Monday, he said on some press conference, said, you know, I wish the Chargers would trade Rivers to, he's only got 2 or 3 years left, to a contender so he could win a ring because, you know, he deserves it. He busts his ass every year for these mediocre teams and has nothing to show for it.
Yeah, and he said that about his own team, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. So the frustration is there on, you know, everybody involved pretty much.
Damn, Junior said that about his own team. Well, they need to trade the man. Get him. Give him to somebody that appreciate it.
Yeah, that'll protect him and get him a ring, man. He deserves a ring, I think.
Hey, Rivers, I tell you, I don't think he wanna leave neither. He's a Charger.
Yeah, he is for life. Yeah, I'd be very sad to see him go.
He see a Super Bowl, but they got to build a damn team around it.
And I don't know if there's enough time to do that properly, you know, with was he 36 or 37?
Yeah, he entering into that Brett Favre syndrome.
Yeah.
Brett Favre, Joe Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
He entering into that era, that syndrome.
The twilight.
Yeah, man, I think they still got it. But Brett Favre, he had it, but he was losing it slowly. He finally came to terms. The Minnesota Vikings was his last stop, so.
Yeah, you know, you could see, you know, he was taking those hard hits still, and you could just see him wincing trying to get up because, I mean, he's a fighter, but you can only take so many of those before, you know.
Brett, boy, good God, that man was an iron man, man. I mean, he was taking hits from Warren Sapp.
Like several.
And Warren Sapp was laying that wood to him, boy. I mean, he was getting up, wanted to fight Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp grabbed him by the jersey and said, you don't want none of this, him. He grabbed him by the jersey and pulled him over. Great day, boy. I say, man, Brett, you don't want to mess with no man that can bench press 500-600 pounds.
I remember that clearly. I laughed my butt off.
You don't want to mess with that man. That man bench press 500-600 pounds, man. Then can damn run the 40 and 4 point something. A big man like that run the 40 and 4.5. Oh my God.
That's a dangerous man.
Warren wasn't no joke.
That's a dangerous man.
Yeah, man, that boy wasn't no joke, man. I like them all, man. Ray Lewis, all of them, man. I had high hopes for another kid.
Who's that?
I thought he was going to go down there and get J.J. Watt some help, but he just injury prone too, man.
Who's that?
Did all that spectacular stuff for South Kakalaki.
Oh, Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah. Jadeveon, man.
That kid was a beast.
Did all that spectacular stuff. When he laid that hit on that Michigan boy, I said, ooh.
He came through and knocked his helmet off and just knocked the crap out of him, picked up the ball, ran into the end zone. I remember that.
Ran into the end zone like a damn loaf of bread in his hand.
Pretty much.
I said, boy, that's a great day, man. That boy gonna do it. When the Houston Trials, I said, now you got some help, J.J. Watt. Boy,
yeah.
From both ends of the line, the quarterback gonna catch hell with them.
Yeah, you would have thought they'd just be devastating combination.
He got injured, man. Once he get injured, then just seemed like some of them don't make it back.
Yeah, it's a shame because there's a lot of potential there as well.
Yeah, man. This boy fast off the line. When he's that fast off the line, you know, a big man like that. He did real well in the damn combine. The combine, he was so impressive. But, you know, hey, it just don't work out for some people.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but action, I just want to touch base with you.
I'm going to let you go. I'll get you straight, brother, and you have yourself a great day. May God bless.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, I could talk football with you all day. But
I know it, man. Me too, brother. But, you know, business is business. Got
absolutely.
Got a hell of a lot of business, boy.
Hey, want me to check back with you next week, though, and just see how your progress is going?
Yeah, just do that. Yeah, do that. That'll work.
All right, and be safe on the road, and, you know, have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, likewise. All right.
All right, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.